Hello, everyone. I'm Jake DeLorco, Dean of Enrollment at the Loomis Chaffey School. Our admission team is proud to share this thoughtful content created by former Dean of Enrollment, Amy Thompson. While Amy has transitioned from her role at Loomis, her voice and insights continue to reflect the vibrant life and culture of our school. If what you hear resonates with you, we'd love to continue the conversation. Please don't hesitate to reach out to our admission office. We're here to help you explore all that Loomis has to offer. And now, enjoy.
Hello, this is Amy Thompson. I'm really excited today to be talking with three of our PGs here this year at Loomis Chaffey to talk a little bit about their experience as a postgraduate, not just at Loomis, but just why did you decide to do a postgraduate year? And how did that journey lead you to Loomis Chaffey? And what has maybe been something that you didn't anticipate that might have happened over the course of your postgrad year that helped you grow in a way that you feel prepares you well for college? All of these are questions that we're going to get into today with my three esteemed guests, Ethan, Quincy, and Ben. Guys, thank you so much for coming.
Welcome. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
My name is Ben Cosentino, and I'm from Farmington, Connecticut. I live in Wareham here at Loomis, and I was on the soccer team this past fall.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming, Ben. We appreciate your taking time out of this exciting week to come and talk to us. Quincy?
Well, my name is Quincy Briggs. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I live in Wareham next to Benny Cos, actually. And a few of my hobbies is drawing and playing sports.
Excellent. And what sports do you play?
I play football and run track here at Loomis.
And I think you do that rather well.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, I just broke one of the records.
I heard about that you broke one of the records. Congratulations. That's amazing. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Ethan.
I'm Ethan Wood. I'm from Ipswich, Massachusetts. I'm a PG I run cross country and track here, long distance events. And I like a lot of visual arts and music.
Excellent. So one of the things that already is coming across is that certainly athletics is something that often plays a part in deciding to do a postgrad year. And I'm not sure if that was true for all of you or a few of you or maybe none of you, but I'd love it if we could start just with talking a little bit about your journey to Loomis Chaffey and thinking a little bit back in time to maybe when you were a junior or senior in your high school at home and the idea postgrad year first came up. So, Ben, would you like to start and just talk a little bit about how did you even hear about or think about the concept of a postgrad year?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I always known that postgrad year was a thing. And quite honestly, I never envisioned myself taking part in one. And then last winter, I tore my ACL playing soccer. And at the same time, I was going through the college process, and a lot of my options I wasn't 100% happy with. I wasn't sure if I'd be satisfied going to one of the schools. They're all great schools, but some of the places I couldn't see myself. So I talked it over with my parents. I applied to colleges and applied to private schools last year. Went through the process, and it wasn't until April, actually a few days before the deadline, that I decided to do a PG year. And I think, you know, my main goal was to be able to prepare myself well for college, both on the soccer field, but also academically, socially, that wherever I'd end up, I'd be happy and excited to spend the next 4 years of my life. Mm-hmm. And I think Loomis has been exceptional in preparing me for that. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. I'm attending Babson next year, and I can't wait for it. Loomis has played a big role in moving me forward in this process.
Excellent. Thank you. And we're going to talk in a minute about kind of how that progression has happened in your year at Loomis. But one of the things that interests me about what you were just saying about your journey is you were kind of doing this parallel process where you were kind of looking at colleges and at the idea of a postgrad year at the same time. And I'm wondering whether or not that was similar for you, Ethan and Quincy, or different.
Well, my story was a little different.
Okay.
Whereas my senior year, my junior, I never heard of a postgrad year. And Yale coach, Coach Reno, he had told me about it and put it into my head and was like, hey, man, I don't know about your grades. You may have to go to a postgrad. May have to take a postgrad year somewhere in the north. Mm-hmm. So he had told me about Loomis Chaffey. And then I got the ball rolling with that. And once I got to Loomis, it was nothing like I expected. Mm-hmm. But I must say it did prepare me well for college, as where I'm going to Georgetown. I feel as if coming up here was probably one of the best things that happened to me because of the lack of awareness that I had in my old school. It's like Loomis had brought that to me indirectly through the people, to the faculty, to the dorm life, or the sports. So like that's how I found out about boarding school post-grad year.
Yeah, and I'm interested in what you said about how it was nothing like what you expected. And I want to hear a little bit more about that in a minute, because that's actually a very different experience, as you said, like that, you know, than what Ben had. So of course, Ethan, now we need to hear from you. Similar, different. Everyone has their own unique journey. Let's hear about yours.
Yeah. My parents first brought it up beginning of senior year for me. And I was just, I hated the idea at first. I thought it was like, why do I need to take an additional year? Mm-hmm. I thought I was all set for college. I was excited to move on. But the more I thought about it, the more I saw the opportunities that could present to me. I got injured a lot my senior year. So it was like similar to Benny. It was like necessary for me to take another year to get the school's interest that I wanted to for college. And then just through the process, I decided just to solely apply to PG schools and not focus on colleges. And the more I thought about Loomis, the more it just worked out. I had aspirations of going out west as well for college. So I thought being close to family for Loomis was a good opportunity. And yeah, I've just been presented with a lot of great opportunities to really succeed in college.
So I'd love to hear a little bit about that time, that transition time between kind of, you know, your graduation, it's June, and everybody's making plans to do different things. And you know that you're headed to the post-grad year. And then you have your summer, and then you transition into the post-grad year. And maybe your friends are off in college or doing other things. Do you have any particular kind of thoughts about that time and advice for others who are kind of going through it, or observations about what was difficult or what was maybe easy about doing that?
I graduated early May. Once I graduated early May, I connected with a lot of Loomis kids and the kids from the North, and we were sharing stories, and they gave me some advice, and that was just like, just be myself. So if I had to give some advice to anyone who's going into the boarding school or post-grad or thinking about becoming a PG, I say do it. Because in the end, if it's for sports, the coaches will still want you if they want you. First, they're going to want you again after you get bigger, stronger, and faster. And plus, the Loomis curriculum, as far as the school and education, I believe it better prepare you for college than any other school that I've ever been a part of. Mm-hmm. Whereas the teachers and like how many students in the classroom, it's a smaller class. So the teacher, most likely, they'll focus on you as well as the other kids. I feel like if people are considerate, I think they should do it, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So it sounds as though the experience that you had coming to Loomis was definitely a different academic experience than what you had experienced previously.
Yes, ma'am. Here in the first trimester, I had already typed more papers than I did in my whole high school career.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and part of that is as that Loomis Chafee focus on writing too, right? But without a doubt, talk about being well prepared for college, having that extra experience. Ben, Ethan, any particular thoughts about that transition for you academically or otherwise, or that particular time?
I mean, I think for me, the biggest, I mean, I got a lot of slack from my friends, the fact that I wasn't going to college this year.
Sure, sure.
And for me, that wasn't a huge, I wasn't that disappointed in the fact that, oh, I'm going to high school for another year. And I think coming to Loomis, it reinforced the idea that this is just a great place to be. I've met some phenomenal people here. Very different landscape from going to a public school as I did in Farmington. And I'm really happy I decided to board here. I think if you have the opportunity to board at Loomis, especially as a post-grad, you should. Mm-hmm. You're only here for a year. And I live only 20 minutes away. So if I want to go see my family on the weekends, it's very easy to come pick me up. But boarding here and being in the dorm every night has really connected me to a new community of people that I don't think I would be as close with if I was just a day student. And I think that was probably one of the most helpful aspects of my transition, was having that community sort of built into my experience here. Academically, I think Loomis is definitely a new challenge, but nothing, you know, I don't think anyone's not prepared for. The community here, it's contagious in the fact that everyone works hard. You're not going to be an outlier if you're working hard. And it really caters that environment.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel as though that's different from what you were experiencing in your high school experience? I mean, Ethan, is that something that it was different for you or similar?
Yeah.
Because I know you came from a little bit of a different school, yeah, right?
It was a very small private day school. So I only had 30 kids in my entire class and 150 students in total. So it was very small. So, and I was very comfortable there. So it was a bit of a shock coming here. It was like I was meeting all these new people, totally different backgrounds from myself and my other friends I had at my old school. And that kind of discomfort helped me grow a lot through this year, but mm-hmm. also it's a combination of that discomfort and like friction, but also with a lot of support systems through the amazing like help that you have just through faculty and, mm-hmm. and teachers, but also coaches. Mm-hmm. As soon as I got onto campus, we had preseason and I immediately met all the kids on the team on for cross country, and the coaches would bring me aside, talk to me, see how I'm doing. And it's very helpful to like be brought in. I would say like the one thing I've noticed here is that the community is just so strong and it really just draws you in and creates you, like it makes you one of Loomis. You're never really outside of here.
Yeah. So that also speaks, I think, to the strength of the PG program, right? And the fact, so I'd love for you to talk a little bit about, you know, integrating into the school. I mean, for many PGs, and I don't know if this was the question that you had at this time last year, of the idea of, okay, I'm coming in and everybody else already knows everybody, right? Or everybody else is already a part of the class, the senior class, was that something that was an anxiety point at all? Or because you were kind of connected through athletics, each of you, you knew that you already had the community through athletics?
I think, yeah, for me, I was confident coming in that, especially soccer being a fall sport, that I'd have a team and a group of 20, 25 people that I'd be connected to. But more than that, I think obviously there were 12 of us PGs to start the year. That's a built-in community to have already of kids that are new to a place that everyone else knows each other. But those people that, the seniors that have known each other for 3, 2, 4 years, they're all very welcoming. They want the PGs to be part of their experience. You're not gonna feel like an outlier on the outside at all. Of course, it may take a few weeks for you to really start to get to know everyone, but I've met some phenomenal people here. They're all very accepting, and I've made a bunch of great friends during this year. So coming in and struggling with getting to know people is not anything I had an issue with at all.
I say before I got here, similar to my hometown, my old school was 99% black. Mm-hmm. So coming here, my self-esteem was low because I didn't think they would accept me being that I was black with dreads and I got a lot of tattoos. But so when I got here, I stayed in the hole and I stayed in my dorm room. But it's hard to do that when you got kids like Benny Cars in the dorm or Jay Klein or Vassar or Wyatt. It's like kids that they will force you to come out of your shell. And so with that alone, part of the dorm, like that's probably the biggest thing that I would walk away from Loomis is the kids that I've met and the kids that I've just listened to talk and learn from and have fun with, mm-hmm. like, and be brothers to a sense. Mm-hmm. And they welcome you and it's so wholehearted. And it might be frustrating or scared because they go ask you about yourself, just like me. I was curious. They were curious with me. But those kids helped me develop and become more outgoing and more comfortable. So I don't think anyone would struggle with being a part of the community at all.
Thank you for sharing that story. And I think that part of that too is then thinking about going to college, right? And mm-hmm. how that, whatever you've learned and taken from the experience this year, it sounds like there were certainly challenges along the way, but whatever experience you've had is then what's prepared you so well for the next step. And had you gone directly and not had that experience first, being in a much larger college community right away, would have been a different type of experience a freshman year in college had you spent it this way this year.
Just to add on to what Quincy was saying, I remember one night we were all in the common room until probably 1, 2 a.m. just asking Quincy about like what life was like, you know, growing up in Memphis.
Yeah.
Because all of us not from there, not familiar with, you know, especially living down south. And that was probably in September, October. So it's May now. And I still remember that pretty well. So I think that's like a really cool experience we had.
Yeah.
And it had been like multiple nights that we just stay up and just talk about how different life is, but what we expect and like what we want out of it. And mm-hmm. I say that expands you or it'll not humble you, but make you see life from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I feel like you would enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You would enjoy it way more after the fact than while you're going through it. So if you get the luxury of having it, I'm going to say embrace it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Embrace it.
Well, I think too that, we like to say in the admissions office that we're looking for students who have that mindset though. And I think it's often kind of just assumed that if you come here as a postgraduate, that it's actually only related to the athletic program. I think that's actually a stereotype that is unfair because there's many, many postgraduates who apply to Loomis who are not admitted to the school because they don't have that particular mindset. I mean, it is something that we're looking for, that you will engage in a very short time that you're going to be here. And all three of you have done that in a really successful way. So one of the things I would love to hear a little bit about are there things that I know we've talked about the community, which is a huge part of it, and just learning kind of informally in those moments, like in the common room late at night from each other, right? Are there things that you've learned about yourself or discovered that are in a more formal sense around an interest that you weren't sure that you hadn't, that you found here that you didn't know that you were going to find, or a class that you were exposed to, or a teacher, faculty member who kind of got your juices flowing about a topic that you weren't sure about, or a way that's kind of going to then think about, oh, okay, now that I think about college, this is something I might want to continue to explore that this year has provided for you?
I think coming into this year, that was one of the main goals I was thinking about. Along with athletics and just becoming a faster runner is also like finding what I really want to do mm-hmm. in college so that I can at least be a little bit more focused and directed once I get there. And I think just there's so many opportunities that PGs or anyone at the school can really take. I've done like a bunch. I was in the jazz band. I was in a studio art class. And those were things that I've already done in my old school, but really being more focused and directed with those things have really showed me like how much I enjoy doing those things. And I think that also expands to the athletics. I'm surrounded by, at my old school, it wasn't that strong of a program, but here I'm surrounded by people that are so motivated to do the best they can. So they're really committed to a sport or music or some academic life so that it motivates myself to be a better person mm-hmm. in all ways.
Mm-hmm.
Socially, academically, and athletically.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And many more of them in your case, because your previous school was small.
Yeah.
So yes. Kind of different types of things that you might not have experienced before simply because the curriculum is larger or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts?
Since I got here, I've been playing a lot of chess. And what I like about it is Loomis, you can be crazy over something, they will not judge you. Like maybe they'll crack a few jokes, but it's like in the end, you know, it's all love. And I just played a lot of chess since I got here.
Wait, did you play chess before you came here?
No, ma'am.
Oh, so this is new.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like a 1350 right now, ELO. So it's pretty solid. And I just know life chess when I have nothing to do.
Yeah. Excellent. No, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think Quincy is always playing chess in the common room. But,
has he beaten you?
I've never played him. He played me though. I don't know. I haven't played a lot of pool. Academically, I think it's a great year to try new stuff out. You're in a post-grad year. You're not, at college yet, where
right.
you have to, maybe if you're majoring in something, you have to follow a set of classes. Obviously, at Loomis, you'll have your math class, your English class. But other than that, your schedule is free. You get to decide what you want to take. And that's really a two-sided coin. You can end up slipping into something you really enjoy. Like, I took a computer science class this year. I took one my freshman year of high school. Hadn't touched it since. And I'm really enjoying it. But then you might also find something that maybe you thought you liked. You tried out a little more at Loomis, and you're like, oh, I don't like this. This isn't a subject for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get through that without the pressures of, like, doing it out of college because you're in your post-grad year. Obviously you still have to, do well academically. You can't just completely slack off, but it's really an opportunity to just dip your toes in a lot of new stuff.
Yeah. So perfect example of that, I think in the PG year that isn't available often in high school is the Phi,
right?
And I know at least two of you, right, have mm-hmm. had the opportunity to do some things down there. Would you mind talking a little bit about it?
So me and Woody, Ethan, we're in a program called I Try.
Oh, Oh, excellent.
And so with iTribe, we partner with small businesses, local businesses, and they give us challenges. And the group break into teams and we present and propose our solutions and we let them know what we think the best problem to their solution is.
I think iTRI stands for Innovation Trimester, so I think it's just like a good opportunity. I was a little scared going into it. I didn't know if I should have just taken normal classes, but I think it was a good opportunity just to first get closer, because you're in the set group, like same like 15 people you see every day, so it's nice to get like very close to those people. But it's also such a good experience outside of class, because you get to go off campus and you get to work on public speaking a lot. So I think it's like something that will really bring to college. That's just like another good example of all the like amazing things that Loomis has to offer, and something that I didn't think I would be learning here is how to properly like speak in front of people and like be able to present my ideas without being nervous and talking in front of people. And right now we're working on our last presentation, which I think will be in front of like 70 to like 80 people.
Yes, so, I'll be there.
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking, but I think
it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Can you give me an example, or give everyone an example of one of the project or presentations that you've had to do? Because sometimes the iTRI is something that's a little difficult to explain to people.
Yes, ma'am. So former Loomis grad, Ms. Ruthie Davis.
Ruthie Davis, that's right.
So yep. She have a company called Ruthie Davis. And one of our projects that we had to do with her was identify our own personal brand.
Okay.
So we had to identify so it's like a small entrepreneurship program, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yep.
And we had to figure out what we want to look into as we get older. And so like my company was called The Move, and it was like a gym. And I presented on wanting to start a gym and I wanted to become a personal trainer. So it's just like one small thing.
Yeah. I love being outside and being in nature, and skiing is one aspect of that. So I focused on a skiing equipment brand that would focus on how to make environmentally friendly ski boots and other equipment. And I think it would, besides having like the idea of just the brand, it was also like a good opportunity for us to like really reflect on what's important to us. Mm. And and also it was great to have advice from such like a knowledgeable person, because Ruthie Davis has her own business. She's worked with like Beyonce and Zendaya and all these very famous people, and has a lot of good advice to give you.
So one of those experiences that's much more kind of experiential and hands-on and kind of real world, right? And a great thing to be able to do. I should just clarify that the iTRI is a program where it's application only, and it brings, as they mentioned, around 15 or so students, and they stop all of their classes for the spring term of senior year and spend the entire spring term all together, all day, doing this type of work. So just a little more information on that. And Ben, I know you're taking a course down there as well that's a little bit different. Can you talk a little bit about it?
I am. So I'm taking problem solving for the business world. And that is also meets in the class sometimes. And it sounds pretty similar to the iTRI, to be honest. We were just given a lot of either case studies or specific problems. We met with the inventor of Spikeball because he had created the game back in mid-1990s, I believe, but he doesn't own Spikeball Incorporated, the company, and he wants to get back into the Spikeball, landscape. So we proposed some solutions for him to do that, some ways for him to move forward. Recently, we met with the annual fund office here at Loomis to first of all, learn the problems they're facing, and right now we're working on devising some solutions to improve recent alumni engagement with donations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very similar to a lot of stuff they're doing. They're given a problem. We're given a problem and then really are given free rein to find different solutions and brainstorm.
So having that opportunity to kind of do something a little bit different outside of the traditional type of curriculum, you're still taking classes, and in your case, Ben, you're still taking English, you're still taking calculus, all those things, but you're doing this as one class that you're doing, whereas the iTRI is something where it's just completely immersive the entire senior spring. So, okay, so I'm going to switch gears a little bit, and I'd like to, one of the things that is a little bit challenging about the PG year, of course, is that the minute you get here, kind of you're thinking about leaving in a way. I mean, you're not thinking about leaving, but the college process is certainly upon our seniors in the senior fall. And PG's coming in a lot of different kind of places along the timeline of the college process. Some actually come already having a sense of where they may go to college. Quincy, you know, he came here because of a college coach. Others are arriving and have never applied to college before. Others are kind of thinking about, they have an idea, but they're not really sure where it's going to go. So if any of you have any particular experiences that you want to reflect on that might, you know, kind of help our audience talk a little bit about that process, that would be great. And Ethan, I'm wondering if we could start with you.
Yeah. So coming into this year, I didn't know where I was going to college. I was looking all over East Coast, West Coast, really anywhere. And so I think the one thing that I found was that the resources that you have here for a student for the college process is just amazing. You have, I think it was like weekly meetings or something with your college advisor. Mine was Mr. Percy, and he really just helped me through the process, talked to me about what was important to me. And he highlighted a few colleges that might be work for me. And also he set up all the Common App, and it was just very easy transition to work through the entire process. And it just made it a lot more feasible and doable. And I think because of the resources that you have here, I was able to find a school that really worked for me and was able to run there as well. So I'm going to Claremont McKenna next year on California.
Yeah. You are headed to the West Coast.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think the resources Loomis has is exceptional, whether that be coaches, college advisors, or even just the people at faculty now. I've met a bunch of people that are at BAPS and just talked with Dean Matskin.
Who's our PG dean?
Mm-hmm. She's great. I love, you could almost come to Loomis just for Dean Matskin. But mm-hmm. I think my advice for students considering PG year versus going to college after the senior year is, if you know you're worried about the idea that, oh, this is going to be an extra year, my college, I won't be graduating college for another year, don't worry about that. I think me personally, my thought process was that I was in no rush, whether it's 2026 or 2027 that I'll be graduating college. It's really not going to make that much of a difference.
Right.
So I might as well take my time with it and find somewhere I'll be really happy over those 4 years. Mm-hmm. If that means I have to graduate a year later, I'm totally fine with that. Mm-hmm. Then if I went somewhere that maybe I wasn't so happy.
Right.
And I think Loomis positions you to find somewhere that you really love.
So to wrap up, I'm wondering if we can kind of do a little bit of a round table. I'm going to throw out a little surprise question for you all here. Who do you think is someone on campus, whether it's a student, a mentor, faculty member, someone in the dorm, something like that, who you feel you've had a particularly good relationship with, valued that relationship? And we were talking a little bit before about people who you might not have expected kind of influencing you in your experience over the post-grad year, who've really made this worth it to you?
That's not a fair question.
because there's too many.
Yeah. I give so many names. Just off the top of my head, Miss Chipman, Mr. Wynn, Coach McKillop, Coach Banks, Mr. Henderson. We call him Hindu. Mr. G, I took philosophy class with him. He's still the guy. It's like so many names.
Maybe that's an unfair question.
Yeah. Benny Cars, Vasa J. Klein, Wyatt.
Okay, it's definitely an unfair question. Okay, we're gonna trade it for a different one. Do you think that there's anyone that a post-grad year is not right for?
I say, if you're not open to change.
If you're not open to your own personal growth and change, right. Is that what you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Or you're not open to a different, being in a different environment.
So if you're not open to, like, if you're not open to new circumstances or new surroundings, and you end over yourself and you're too arrogant, or
mm-hmm.
like you don't want to be around people, I don't think you should do a post-grad year.
Okay.
Or especially not at Loomis.
Yeah, definitely not at Loomis. Yeah.
I mean, Loomis is, no matter who comes here, like Quincy said, with the exception of maybe someone who's really intent on not changing, really wants to just like keep to herself.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think is a good way to go about your life, but that's up to you. I think Loomis is a great place for anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to make a mistake deciding to come to Loomis for a year
mm-hmm.
at all. That actually be a really good decision.
Yeah, I can't see anyone coming to Loomis and not being accepted at all.
Yeah.
I don't think that exists.
All right.
And like Loomis has their small, like there's definitely smaller groups, but the funny thing about it is that like everyone gets along in a way, even though there's like the soccer team or the football team or maybe like the musical group that sits together or whatever. Yeah, but the funny thing is like they all just get along and no one's like, it's just like a very welcoming community.
You can find your place within the school easily, but it's not as though it's not a competitive environment socially that way. Yeah. Well, that's certainly one of the reasons why I love it here. And I've been here for such a long time. So I just want to say thank you so much for coming. And we really appreciate your coming and sharing your stories here on the podcast with everybody. We got some, you know, some great stories around the table. So I really appreciate it. So thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Amy Thompson. Thank you so much for listening.